innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Innercity Geeks podcast. It's Steve here. And joining me today is Silence. Yeah, it's just me. It's just me doing another solo show. This is episode 297. And it's pretty cool. It's been a fun week. It's been an interesting week. Been doing a lot of learnings at work, mostly because my supervisor is going on vacation, and they need to make sure that I know what the fuck I'm doing, and, it seems like I do. It's a newer position that I've been working on, so, there's been a lot of things that I've been learning and going doing a lot of back and forth and figuring out. But now that I've actually had a lot of hands-on training on it instead of just watching them do things, things are making a lot more sense. And that's a good thing. It's actually a great thing. And so I'm excited for next week. It's going to be an interesting one. But it's going to be all right. Because I shall prevail. Yeah. I think the biggest thing that I actually watched this week that actually I was very skeptical about. Granted, at the moment that of this recording, it's Friday, and we got the first two episodes of Obi-Wan. Which I have not seen yet, but I will be watching after I record. After I record and edit, because of course, you know, I'm not doing the usual StreamYard, I'm just doing a regular recording outside. But I will be watching Obi-Wan. I'm very excited for that. But what I did watch that I wasn't planning on watching, but I figured, why the fuck not? Why not, right? It's doing research for this show, right? Essentially, that's what it is. I guess that's the excuse for watching a shitty movie. It's calling it research for the show. And the movie that I'm talking about is Morbius. It's not good. It's not great. It's very subpar. It was how do I say it? It was highly anticipated and it had a lot of potential, but they didn't capitalize on any of the potential. At all. So many ups and downs. So many. I'm not even going to say flaws in the story. Because granted, there were tons of them. But after, I'm going to say like about an hour or so into it, or hour and a half into it, after he winds up figuring out how to solve his problem of trying not to die because his blood is all fucked, and he needs to save himself in some type of way. He figures it out, and much like a lot of these superhero movies, you have the person trying to make ends meet, make things make sense, how to adjust to these powers, how to adjust to everything, and you're looking at it and you're just like, okay, I see where this is going. I see where it can take them. But then automatically you're just like, wait a minute. He's just not a hero. Granted, we know he's not a hero. He's trying to do good. But in trying to do good, he winds up fucking everything up. The very first thing he does is he pretty much kills like 5 dudes on a boat. Spoilers, I guess. But I'm trying to save you guys from actually watching it. He kills 5 dudes. I'm just like, okay. Where does this go? Then he winds up going back to New York, which I don't believe is where it all started, but whatever, I don't, doesn't really matter. But he goes to his best friend and he's like, yo, I think I figured it out. I think I figured out how to cure ourselves. And then he's like, but I don't think I'm going to give this to you because you won't be able to control it. Which is essentially him kind of being a good guy. He's like, yo, like, I love you. You're my homie. But I'm not gonna make sure that you die or do something wrong. But his homie, played by Matt Smith, who was the doctor previously, he was a lieutenant doctor, I believe it was. He's like, dude, like, we're I'm gonna be alright, you know? I know how to handle things. Where I'm smart like you. Not like a fucking Nobel Prize winning doctor. But I know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not gonna do anything stupid. He's like, no. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want you to do this. And he pushes him away. And in pushing him away, what we don't necessarily see is that he winds up snagging one of the antidotes. And he uses it on the side. Sneaky, sneaky little Mr. Matt Smith. But essentially he winds up turning into a vampire as well. But this time he's the bad guy vampire. Even though Morbius isn't a good guy, he has to stop his friend, his homie, his bro that he's known since he was a kid. He has to stop him from going out and killing other people. Which he winds up doing anyway. He still winds up killing everybody. A bunch of people. But, it's overall, the like I said, the first like half of it is okay. It's kind of drawn out. It's kind of long. And, well, not even long, because I just said it's just an hour of whatever. But the story is somewhat interesting in the beginning. But then as you see the story progress, there are things that fall off. It falls off over here and it falls off over there. To the point that, like, when you get to the last third of the movie where, you know, obviously all these superhero movies just turned into a CGI fest, you're just like, what am I watching? Why am I watching this? Why did I sit for this entire time and watch this entire thing? Granted, I get it. Some people would enjoy the hell out of this. I thought it was okay. I thought it was alright. It wasn't great. It wasn't good. It's definitely not something that I watch again. I would not watch this again. If somebody was like, oh yeah, let's watch Morbius, I'm good. If somebody was like, oh yeah, I'll give you $500,000. I'll have to think about that one. But it's okay. It's nothing like absolutely spectacular. It's not something extremely horrible. I wasn't expecting to somewhat enjoy this dude playing Morbius. I did like it in the beginning. He wasn't bad because he's actually a decent actor. Like, a lot of the things that he's done, I've actually enjoyed. Jared Leto has done a lot of decent things as far as acting-wise. I'm not saying anything outside of Hollywood, but I'm talking about, like, acting-wise has been okay. His music is alright. His music isn't that great, but as far as doing the stuff for this character, it was pretty good. It was pretty good, like, so far. Well, at least before he becomes, you know, Mr. Vampire, I'm gonna suck your blood. Blah. Blah, blah. Yeah. Before he became that, it was alright. It was decent. And the fact that he was trying to actually be a good guy was okay. But overall, it was, like I said, it was eh. It was okay. It was okay. Like I said, I still wouldn't watch it again. Yeah, and that's it for that. Like, if you want to watch it, let me know what you think. If you saw it, let me know what you think. Let me know what you thought. Because I'm curious. I'm curious to see if people actually watched it and if they actually enjoyed it. For me, I'm extremely indifferent about it. I'll definitely pass on it. If anybody asks me, like, oh yeah, you want to watch this again? No. Like I said minutes ago, like, I don't know. I really don't want to watch it again. Maybe if I'm drunk. Maybe if, like, I'm watching with somebody else to get their, you know, to get their opinion of it as well. Maybe. But for myself to just watch it on my own, nah. I got better things to watch. I'd much rather watch, you know, like, wrestling or something. because of course that's my go-to. That's honestly, that's been a lot of what in which I've been watching. Before I recorded this episode, actually, I recorded a preview episode for Double or Nothing, which is, as of this episode goes out, Double or Nothing has already happened, and we'll be having an episode up about the event. Not being there, because it's in Vegas, and I ain't got money for that shit. We'll talk about it. Me and Brian will sit down and we'll have a chat about Double or Nothing. Whether it'll come out either Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. We got a lot of cool ass fucking geek shit for this week. Granted, it is also Star Wars Celebration this weekend. Or this week, not necessarily this weekend. But it is Celebration this weekend. And there's a lot of cool shit coming out of the universe, per se. The Star Wars universe. Star Wars, yes. A lot of cool shit, a lot of good shit. Some stuff that I'm like really excited for, super excited for, because it was also the 45th anniversary of Star Wars. You can technically say Episode 4, A New Hope, which was the first Star Wars movie. But yeah, that one came out 45 years ago, before I was born, way before I was born. Before I was actually even thought of. Granted, I was born in 82, but still, before I was even thought of, because my parents weren't like, oh yeah, we're gonna have this, you know, this awesome bearded Lakai because he's fucking dope. So we're gonna make this work for him so he can watch Star Wars for the rest of his life, like I have been. But no, that wasn't their thought process. By a long shot, essentially. But it happened, and I'm here. But we got... We did get some cool shit. But before we get into some cool shit, actually, There's some sad shit. Granted, every fucking week we've had a lot of fucking sad shit as of late. And it's fucking insane because we're only just about halfway through the year. And every episode that we've done, pretty much, we've had some type of sadness happen. Some type of shit that's gone down that you're like, wow, why? Why is this year just kicking our ass with people that we thoroughly enjoy not being with us anymore? And the first person that passed away this week, that was, of course, super fucking sad and super unexpected as well. Ray Liotta, dude from, he was in one of my favorite movies. I could say growing up, but not really growing up. Like, I enjoyed it and I watched it up a zillion times because I owned it. I owned The Goodfellas on DVD. I think I even had it on tape too, but I owned it on DVD, and I was like, one of my go-tos whenever I was home, other than The Shining, was Goodfellas. And it was an awesome movie. It was one of my favorite gangster flicks. And it's sad to see Ray Liotta go away. Like, the last thing we saw him in, well, at least the last thing I remember seeing him in, was the Many Saints of Newark. It was very sad. He passed away in the Dominican Republic as he was filming something. I guess coming out sometime next year. But he died in his sleep, which is, I guess that is the safest and probably the best way to die. Is to die in your sleep. It sucks because then at that point you're just like, oh yeah. You don't know what really happened to yourself, but you're also, you go away painlessly. So, it sucks, and it's sad. But yeah. Thanks, Ray Liotta. Thanks for the good times. A lot of good shit. A lot of fun times. A lot of fun movies. But yeah. That was sad. That was probably one of the saddest moments of the week. But then we also had another one that was very, very unexpected as well. Because one, I haven't really heard of newer type the Depeche Mode stuff in like years. But the keyboardist for the Depeche Mode passed away as well. That's super fucking sad because he knew how to fucking play a tune, dude. It's fucking great. Super sad that he passed away, of course. Like I said, I was not expecting that. I think the last couple of, I think last year or the year before, they were trying to get called into the the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were trying to, I think they were voting, and they had the possibilities of them actually joining the Hall of Fame, but I don't remember if it did. I don't remember if it did or not, but yeah, sad shit for the Depeche Mode, sad shit for us here with Ray Liotta. Not cool. Not cool. But we got some good fucking geek shit for the week. Because, of course, that's what we do here. We're here for the geek shit, not just for other sad shit. Because, of course, even though there is a lot of it out there, we don't necessarily want to dwell on all the sad shit. Because this week also had a lot of other sad shit. But like I said, I don't want to dwell on that too much. Because it's a fucked up situation. Something that's really fucking cool that came out this week. We got stills. We've been talking about the Blue Beetle for quite some time. And we've been excited to see what's going to come out of the DC Extended Universe. Because, of course, you know, this is what we do. This is what we talk about. But And also not just, but like the DC Extended Universe hasn't fully capitalized on their characters and made them right. Granted, they've had a couple here and there that were done fairly well. But as far as, you know, the heavy hitters, we haven't had a solid win for one so far. Other than, like, Shazam, that was fucking fantastic. The Batman was fucking fantastic. But from what we see so far, Blue Beetle looks awesome. Just from the suit, I'm not going to say the story is going to be awesome, but from what we've seen so far as the suit and the outfit, looks really fucking good. Looks very, very, very much like the comic. And that is something that, you know, I sure as hell know I like it. But if I like it, that means that other people enjoy it as well. So it looks really damn good. The kid from Cobra Kai is playing him. And he, at one moment, he's wearing the suit, but he also takes off the mask or the helmet. And it looks pretty dope in the suit. It looks like he's actually wearing it. It actually fits him well. He doesn't look like clunky and shit, because like some people, when they're wearing superhero suit and armor and, you know, all this stuff, they kind of, some of them look dumb because it just doesn't fit them very well, especially when you know it's done in the daytime with lights and everything, you know, because a lot of these movies and shows work better at nighttime when there's less lights around, less natural light around. So this was very cool. I love the way it looks. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this, because of course, like I said, like I've said previously, like I really enjoyed Blue Beetle on the cartoons, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this, because it's fucking cool. It looks fucking cool. It looks very fucking cool. And I can't wait for it. Something that I can essentially wait for, but I am still very, very, very curious to see, is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. We got news that Winnie the Pooh, well, not allegedly, as of now, it is... There's no real copyrights for Winnie the Pooh anymore. It's basically like free reign. Anybody can take the title and the character and do whatever they want with it. So we got images of this horror movie that the main characters are the characters from Winnie the Pooh. And it looks creepy as all hell. I wasn't expecting this because, one, Winnie the Pooh is one of my favorite characters in the Disney world. I fucking love Winnie the Pooh. I watched the shit out of that when I was younger. Yeah, I watched the hell out of it. And it was one of those things that always made me feel good. And seeing this, I was like, why are you doing this? This is where people would say, why are you ruining my childhood? I'm not gonna say that, because that's not how I roll. But I was just quoting other people. But it just looks weird for them to actually take a character to a whole completely opposite, from like a wholesome little kid or whatever, a wholesome little stuffed animal, to turn him into a murderous monster. I would understand if they did it with like the Heffalumps and Woozles, but no, they didn't do it with the Heffalumps and Woozles. They did it with Pooh. And with Tigger. And not necessarily Tigger, no, Piglet. with Piglet. From what we see in the pictures, we see Piglet. And it isn't necessarily a piglet. It's more like a warthog. He has like the horns on his snout, and it looks pretty gnarly. So I'm kind of excited, but kind of not at the same time, because I love my horror stuff. I want to see horror shit that's actually pretty good, but I kind of also want to see horror shit that's pretty bad, because I guess I like to be tortured with the horror in a way. Like, if it's really bad horror, no, I'm not gonna watch it. But I watched Birdemic, for Christ's sake. Like, Birdemic wasn't a great fucking movie. It's far from it, especially the CGI in it. Eesh. Story, eesh. Acting, oh boy. Yeah. And to think that had a sequel and that had a cult following, I can't see why this one wouldn't either. I also enjoyed the Banana Splits movie that came out a couple years ago. I enjoyed the fuck out of that, because that movie had a lot of good deaths in it. And that movie made me smile and laugh and cringe at the same time in certain moments. But it was still a good flick. It was a good horror flick that I wasn't expecting, because it is also, you know, a indie horror flick. So it was pretty cool. So kind of on the fence about how I feel for this new Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, which is very, 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 I kind of like the title, Blood and Honey. I can dig it. It sounds like a pretty badass fucking metal album. But as far as watching the movie, I will. I'm not gonna say that I'm cautiously optimistic with it, but I'm ready for it. Like, I want to see it. I want to see where it goes. I want to see how the story pans out and how they make it work, because it is something, like I said, it's something that I've been a fan of since I was a child. So seeing what they do with this and what comes out of it, and how the fuck they make them into a horror icon, essentially. So we'll see. I'm excited for it regardless. Then we got news that Loki season 2 is coming, right? And what we were super, you know, wondering, who's going to be in season 2? We absolutely love Tom Hiddleston. Obviously, he's been in the entire fucking... He is Loki. I don't think anybody wants to see another Loki. But this is interesting, because we're getting the entire cast from season 1 is coming back for season 2. And I'm ready for it, dude. I am excited, because season 1 was fucking fantastic. It's fucking great. So if you have not seen season 2 or season 1, strap on those boots and give it a fucking watch. It's fucking good. It's really damn good. Yeah, it's definitely worth the watch. It's probably one of my favorite Marvel TV shows, because it's good. It's a really good story. It's has crazy twists and turns, and made me happy that it was actually as good as it was, because I also, you know, I'm skeptical about things sometimes, and things worry me when you have such a huge, huge thing in the world. It's like, oh, what are we going to do with this, and how are we going to make this work? But at the same time, the fact that you have so many other ties to the Marvel Universe and so many things that can play into certain things. You're just like, oh, okay, I see where this is going. I see where this can work and how this can work. Made it that more entertaining. Because every little thing that you see in the show, you kind of get hints of it throughout the MCU. Which is fucking insanely good. But definitely watch Loki, because I'm pretty sure you will enjoy the fuck out of it, just like I did. Because, of course, you know, it makes me happy to watch Loki and see how everybody interacts again. Especially now after the Multiverse of Madness and whatever else is going to happen in the MCU. I'm excited to see what's going to happen, because it's fucking dope. We also got some pretty fucking cool shit. Should I go into Star Wars, or yeah, I'll finish with the Star Wars and then I'll go into a bunch of the trailers, because we got a bunch of trailers this week. So the first thing the big news for Star Wars, it's just news because we haven't gotten any type of anything really from this, other than there's going to be a new Star Wars show planned for Disney Plus, and it's coming from what's his name, John Watts, who worked on I believe it was Far From Home or No Way Home, one of the Spider-Man home movies. Yeah, he was director for No Way Home. He's going to be working on a Star Wars TV show. It's called the Star Wars Skeleton Crew. And we got news that the Star Wars Skeleton Crew is going to be starring Jude Law. Motherfucking Jude Law. So it's going to be really fucking cool. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this, because, of course, you know, at this point, I don't really know where this is going or what type of story this is going to be following. So this could be following something completely different, something completely new, which I'm completely down for, because, of course, like we said before, the whole Star Wars, the whole Skywalker thing is pretty much played out. But the fact that the plot details and everything is pretty much under wraps at the moment, kind of excited for it, because I kind of definitely do want to see this. I'm excited where this is going to go, and I'm excited to see something different in the Star Wars universe. Because, of course, you know, I fucking love Star Wars, dude. It's my thing. It's my jam. And it's fucking dope. Like I said, it's celebration week right now, so I guess it leads right into some of the trailers that we got this week. One of them in which it is Star Wars related. We got the first trailer for, or the first teaser for Andor. And this looks fucking good. I am super excited for Andor. I cannot wait for it, because, of course, you know, I fucking loved Rogue One. Rogue One was fucking great. One of my favorites of the Star Wars movies that came out as of late. Mostly because it's a newer story that is, not necessarily a newer story, but it's a story that shows us the backstory as to what happened before Leia got the blueprints to the Death Star. in episode 4. And that was super cool. That was really damn good. And the fact that nobody survived, spoilers, I guess, for those that haven't watched Rogue One. But I'm pretty sure if you listen to the show, you've watched it at least once before. Yeah, we got... We heard, I think it was last year or a couple years ago, that Diego Luna was reprising his role as Andor in a prequel to Rogue One. Basically following the rebellion, essentially, and how they all start, and how his character works his way into this whole galaxy that we've grown to love and care for. So I figured I'd play the trailer while I'm just fucking talking. So I'm just gonna play the fucking trailer. It just sounds like a whole bunch of noise. Let me see stormtroopers walking by.
They're so proud of themselves. So fat and satisfied.
And this looks so good. Coming to Disney Plus very, very fucking soon. Very excited for this, like I said. I cannot wait. Because this looks fucking great. I'm not trying to rap or anything. I'm just, you know, I'm just super excited for it. But it's fucking cool. I'm excited. I can't wait. Being that it is Celebration Week, we also got a lot of other things that have to deal with in the whole universe that we know of so far. And we've been speaking about them coming up with a new Willow starring Warwick Davis. And we finally got a trailer for that as well. It's a whole series. Which is essentially a continuing adventure of Warwick Davis as Willow, which is very fucking cool, because of course Warwick Davis is awesome. Willow was fucking amazing when I was younger. I fucking loved it, and I was super excited when I heard the news for it. But we also got a trailer for that this week, too. And that trailer was pretty damn epic, if I must say. So, okay, here we go.
There is a story of a child destined to be an empress. And the unlikely hero who would protect.
Yeah. is a balance between all things. Light and shadow. Good and evil. When that balance is upset, the universe corrects.
You again. It needs your magic.
Into the unknown. That's where we must go.
This looks awesome. Super excited for Willow. Cause it looks fucking dope. It looks really fucking cool. It's also gonna be starring Joanne Whitley, who we've seen before. I don't off the top of my head remember where, but I know I have seen her before. But regardless, Willow looks fucking cool. It looks fucking dope. And it looks like Warwick Davis is going to be carrying most of this video, well, this movie, this series. Jeebus. My brain's starting to wind down. Oh no, please help me. But it's okay, because, like I said, I'm excited for a bunch of shit. And I'm not done yet. There's still two more trailers that came out this week that made me very happy. Very excited for stuff, because of course, this is the reason we do the shows, because we get excited for stuff that is actually pretty damn cool. One thing that was pretty damn cool is Mission Impossible. I've enjoyed every single one of these movies. Granted, yes, they are complete popcorn flicks. They are super fucking exciting, super entertaining. They essentially, the Fast and the Furious take so much from these movies. They're just like, I wonder where else and how else or what else Tom Cruise is going to be doing in this one. From what I hear, there's a motorcycle scene that he did that he was injured doing, like he does in every other movie that he does. He just gets hurt because he's just a glutton for punishment. But I'll take it, because his punishment, or his pain, is it brings me joy. I sound so horrible. I sound like a horrible person, don't I? Whatever. It's entertaining, regardless. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that is entertaining, because granted, there are now 7 movies in this series, and which will be culminating, I'm assuming culminating at the 8th one, which would be, because this one is pretty much called Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. So Part 1 will be coming out, and It looks fucking cool. It looks really damn cool. And I'm gonna play it.
Your days of fighting for the so-called greater good are over. This is our chance to control the truth, the concepts of right and wrong for everyone for centuries to come. You're fighting to save an ideal that doesn't exist. Never did. You need to pick a side. Thank you.
It just looks really epic. Yeah, he's riding off a motorcycle. He's riding a motorcycle off a mountain. Essentially, base jumping off a mountain with a motorcycle. Fucking nuts. Tom Cruise is an insane person. He's an insane person. Like, there's no other way to put it other than he's just fucking nuts. But what did you expect? I guess Xenu knows where he's going, and Xenu knows what he's doing. Super excited for Dead Reckoning Part 1. Unfortunately, it's coming out next year. It's not anytime soon this year, but it's okay. It's okay because we have plenty of other shit that's coming this year that is very fucking exciting. That's that leads us to the final trailer for the episode. Something that super fucking exciting because, of course, granted, we spoke about Loki a little bit ago. But without Loki, without Thor, we can't have Loki. And we spoke about Thor Love and Thunder previously, and we got a new trailer for Thor Love and Thunder, and this looks even gooder than ever. Yeah, I know I'm making up words, I know I sound like a dumb, but this looks fucking good. I have seen this trailer a good 7 times since it came out, and I'm gonna play it now too, because why the hell not?
Kids, get the popcorn out. Let me tell you the story of the space Viking, Thor Odinson. He was no ordinary man, he was a god. After saving planet Earth for the 500th time, Thor set off on a new journey. When he got in shape, he went from dad bod to god bod. And after all that, he reclaimed his title as the one and only Thor. Oh, spoke too soon.
Jane? The old ex-girlfriend.
What's it been like? 3-4 years?
8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, give or take.
My, sensing feelings?
Well, you're right. The only ones who gods care about is themselves. So this is my vow. All gods will die. As I say, that was very, very impressive what you did back there.
This is my first bad guy.
Never forget your first. You are not like the other gods of Kiln. Not something worth fighting for.
Let's see who you are. I take off your disguise. And flick. Oh,
flick too hard, damn it!
Shall we help them?
Eventually. Great.
this, again, looks fucking epic. You don't want to flick too hard. We finally get to see the God Killer, played by Christian Bale. Very fucking awesome. Some people are like complaining that he looks too much like Voldemort. I think he looks fucking amazing. Very close to the comics. I dig it. I approve. Looks fucking dope. We get to see Korg again. We get to see Lady Thor. Or Thor, essentially. Because, of course, he is no longer the chosen one. She has somehow put together Mjolnir. She put together Mew Mew, and she's able to use it. She's able to use the power of Mew Mew, and from what we see in the trailer, instead of throwing it, she's flicking it, and it disperses into shattered pieces, which is essentially the whole thing became. But it looks fucking good. It looks really fucking good. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with Thor: Love and Thunder. It looks fucking awesome. So it looks fucking good. It's gonna be really damn cool. And we'll see where else this goes. I want to see it. I want to see it now. I want to see where this story takes us. So it's gonna be really cool. And that, I think, pretty much wraps it up for this week. So I thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for listening to me just ramble for about an hour. I appreciate you guys. You guys know where to go. InnerCityGeeks.net. Got a whole bunch of shit over there. Of course, we have this show. We have Bright City Presents. But we also have Suplex City Geeks. Where we talk about nothing but wrestling over there. So check that out. Bright2J Presents, where he talks about nothing but toys. A whole bunch of other shit over there as far as for the shows that we have had before and all the other things. You already know the spiel. So check all that shit out. Also, we got some pretty cool links in the description to places that you might want to go to that'll make you feel happy and you know, make you feel good. First place you go to, fighttv.com. Fight TV. Check out Fight TV. There's a link there. Takes you over to watch some free wrestling, some pay-per-views, some MMA events. Whole bunch of shit over there for Fight TV. Because, of course, why the fuck not? Check it out. It's good shit. Click the link to Fight TV. And, you won't regret it, because it's fucking dope shit over there, like I said. Then we also have links to Sideshow Collectibles, because we like toys. We enjoy them. They are super fucking fun. Sideshow got a lot of cool shit over there, like I mentioned last week, I think it was, or the week before. There's a really dope Stanley they have up there. That's really fucking cool. Unfortunately, it is priced rather high. It's about $885. But it is super detailed. Super, super fucking cool looking. So check that shit out. There's a lot of other shit over there. So really damn cool. But also, at a somewhat decent price. So I know we're all on a budget now. But especially now with, you know, gas prices being as ridiculous as they are. Check out Sideshow Collectibles. There's a lot of cool shit over there. Then, if you want something that's not too bad, but still fun, click on that link for Amazon.com. Of course, we all love Amazon, but you can get a free month of Amazon Prime. If you click that link, sign up, get a free month of Amazon Prime, or you get some free deliveries, next day deliveries, sometimes even same day deliveries, which is fucking dope. But then you also get access to Prime TV, where we get to watch a whole lot of cool shit. Like The Boys season 3 coming out in the next few weeks. Who doesn't want to watch that? That shit looks fucking dope. A lot of shit over there. So go check out Amazon. Click the link. Get yourself a free month free. A free month free. Wow. Yeah. Get yourself a free month. Because, like I said, who doesn't want a free month of stuff? Also, check out the link to SoSic Clothing Company. SoeSic Clothing.co. Where you got a whole bunch of clothes made for people like us. For us, of course. And then at checkout, you type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire purchase. And then there's also links to Beard Octane, where you get some pretty damn good beard products for those that have, you know, the most luxurious of man manes, as do I. Get some beard balms, butters, oils, all the cool shits that you would want to put into your beards or to use to make your beard look as, you know, as amazing as we see all over the place. So check out Beard Octane. Type in ICD10 for 10% off, because you won't regret it, because it's fucking good shit. And then we have links to CBDMD. We got some pretty good ass CBD products, whether it's tinctures or some medical stuff, as far as some wraps, some tapes that I forget what the literal name for it is, but it's a tape that you see if you there we go again, talking about wrestling. Some wrestlers have one of those healing tapes that you put on you. Well, some of these healing tapes, they have like a CBD ointment on them to help ease the pain. So you can check that out over there at SoSic Clothing. Oh, geez, at CBDMD. Or you got some gummies. You have some, not just for yourself, but they also have some for your pets and stuff. So if your pet needs to calm the fuck down sometimes, get them some CBD gummies from CBDMD. Cause it's some cool shit, like I said. And I think that pretty much wraps it up for everything as far as the links to the places. You could also listen to this show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, but the best place to listen to it is on motherfucking Spotify, because Spotify is the shiznit. So check us out over there. You can find us on the socials, on facespace.com/innercitygeeks, on Instagram, innercitygeeks, on Twitter, at innercitygeeks. And you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. I blanked there for a second. I don't know what happened. But, like I said before, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate the fuck out of you guys, because you guys are great. You guys make me want to do more stuff on here. Make me want to actually create more stuff. Like much like this show, as well as a Suplex City Geeks. But also, I feel inspired to do other things as well for here. So, let me know what you guys think. Like I said, thank you guys for everything, every single week. But what can I say? But, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.